And Paul's saying that those are out there that are using deception. It's not on. Oh. Using deception, tricky methods, like a fishing lure with people trying to get them to bite in the church. And Paul is writing to the Thessalonians. He's not writing to the Jehovah's Witnesses. You see what I'm saying? He's writing to the church. Uncleanness, impure, lowering standards to appeal to our fleshly nature. Not telling it like it is. Being afraid to say sexual immorality is wrong. Fornication is wrong. Taking drugs is wrong. On and on. Divorce is wrong. Abortion is wrong. Lowering standards to keep the flesh from being affected. Guile. Using people's discontent to achieve a purpose. Taking advantage of when people are discontented. It's guile. And the truth is, guys, that the Word of God, in fact, even Word of God in church service can have the wrong motivation. Try to throw a lure, use it as a lure to get you to bite on something other than God's grace and goodness and His love for you and His call for us to be holy and set apart. That's it in a nutshell. But there's a ton of other things that are going on in the world that are the fishing lure in the face, the carrot in front of the nose, the proverbial trying to get us to bite and move with the wrong motivations, the wrong methods. They work. They work, guys. They're not right. I don't even know what to write here. Church was not meant to be entertainment. It's what Paul's writing to these guys. These people were changing. The people were changing. They were moving from glory to glory. They were becoming more like Jesus. They were putting down and putting aside all the things they had taught, all the things the world offered them to become Christians and to walk in the ways of God and to believe what God said. There was change occurring in these Thessalonican people. And Paul's saying that, how much does church become a social club, something to just encourage us that we're saved, and there's no change going on? There's no trusting what God says. This is the way I'm worshiped. This is what pleases me. This is how you ought to walk. This is what you ought to do. And we've lost that sometimes, it seems. And maybe churches to make friends or to be successful or to be entertained, to fill in. We need Christian entertainment, right? You know, to fill our time. Or we'll go to the world for our entertainment. But these aren't the motivations for what the church is supposed to be. And Paul goes on and he says, as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God. That's my second thing. The first one, no deception. I didn't try to trick you. Second thing is, my sermons, guys, weren't to please you guys. My sermons were to please God. I don't care if I pleased you or not with what I said. I'm not a man pleaser. What I got to do is say, God, did I say that right? God, Lord, were you pleased with what I shared? Did I obey you? Did I speak every word that you put in my mouth? Was I not afraid of their faces? He was a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. And God knows who tests my hearts daily, he says. The fact is, guys, that spiritual truth wars against our flesh. Do you agree with that? When we start really teaching the Word of God, it is going to cut on our flesh. That's what the apostle says. They're at war. They're entrenched against one another. There's always going to be that way. It's never going to change. We're always going to have our flesh put on when the Word of God is rightly divided. But what we'd rather be flattered and made comfortable. I would. I don't even know if let's be honest here, I'd rather, I love to sit and get flattered and feel comfortable somewhere. I don't like something burning on, you know, in my seat, you know. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. I'm in 1 Timothy, no wonder. Y'all are going to beat me to it. This is amazing. Did everybody find that? Wow. Beat me. That's saying something. You could do that in a lot of churches and people wouldn't know whether to turn left or right. Old Testament or New Testament. Timothekiah, right? Or something like that. I just said Timothy was short for Timothy. Verse 10, but you've carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. I don't like that. You just have to go through these words and just meditate on all these different things he's talking about to Timothy. That he's followed him in. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I'm wondering if we're comfortable, maybe we're not following Jesus Christ. Maybe if you're comfortable today, you know, I had a brother, a pastor from Leesburg, and after the service today, he said, "My people are so comfortable. I'm so discouraged. This church can't get anybody to move. Affluence and comfort kills the Spirit of God. Persecution and suffering and affliction, the church multiplies exponentially. Figure it out. My ways are not your ways." We get comfortable. You comfortable today? You in affluence? That's great. Use it for the kingdom. Use it for the kingdom. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. This is the word of the Lord speaking, talking about the days ahead. This is the first century. We're in the 21st century, okay? That's 2,000 years. It's gotten worse and worse. No surprise, should it be? Should it be a surprise? Men and imposters? Well, didn't I say, call you Lord, Lord? I never knew you. Depart. I never knew you. Guy praying, "Oh, Lord, thank you that I'm not like..." Says he was talking to himself. Jesus didn't hear him. Didn't know him. "Worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Wow. Consumer Christianity. Give the people what they want so our churches will get big. Deceive them into throwing all kinds of money and giving them accolades before men so we can build nice big buildings. And tickling ear, flattery, being comfortable. I got flattery. Here's the next thing. What does Paul say here? "At any time did we use flattering words as a cloak for covetousness?" You know what flattery is, according to this here? That's the third thing I put here. The art of telling people what they want to hear in order to get something from them. There's a motive behind flattering people? Huh. Proverbs 20:19, don't meddle with him who flatters with his lips. That's all it says. 26:28, Proverbs, a flattering mouth works ruin. Encouraging is one thing, but telling somebody they're something is something else, because we're nothing. There's no good thing that dwells in our flesh. When we start thinking we're something, we just stepped out of the Word of God and into our flesh and into human wisdom and away from the Word of God. Right? Did you have, is there any reason, thing that you have that you deserve to be saved this morning? Is there any reason why you should have the Holy Spirit put in you? Is there any reason why you should have a nice home and a nice car and a nice business and a nice income? Is there any reason for any of it? No. No. But the world says otherwise. Let him who, what? Has wisdom, not glory in his wisdom. Let him who, go on and on, but glory in this, that I am the Lord who convicts, judges, saves. Flattery. Someone said that flattery was like perfume. You enjoy having it around, but don't swallow it. It's poison. Paul didn't butter up people. He didn't water down the world to keep from offending. We have wealthy people all over this country who are deceived by ministries who flatter them. Deceive them and get their money from them because they're flattered. And they reward them by bestowing accolades on them before people. If you don't believe it, look around. Look around. Drive around town. Look on the TV. Listen to the radio. It's a fishing lure. It's a fishing lure. It burns. It's not going to make it to heaven. It won't get there. Sorry. It's not eternal.